A herd of wild horses blazing their way across the plains of the west. The sound of 1,000 stampeding hooves. And leading them all is the king of them all. Gene Autry's champion, the world's wonder horse. Yes, boys and girls, the Mutual Broadcasting System presents once again the transcribed adventures of the king of all wild horses, Champion, the world's wonder horse. A series of fast, exciting stories about a boy named Ricky West, raised in the wilderness since childhood by his adopted Uncle Smokey, a German shepherd dog named Rebel, and a stock and legged chestnut stallion you all know and love. Champion, the world's wonder horse.
Right now, though, boys and girls, here's your old Uncle Smokey to tell you this week's exciting story, The Ghost of Black Mountain.
Well, howdy there, kids. Yes, sir, here's your old Uncle Smokey once again, just like Mr. Rusted said. And boys and girls, since it's Monday, you know what that means. Yes, sir, a brand new exciting story of the West. And the yarn I'm going to tell you this week is called The Ghost of Black Mountain. So what do you say, let's get started, huh? Now, let's see now. This here story began... it was afternoon on a Saturday. As a matter of fact, Ricky and me had just been out in the barn setting things in order and was walking back to the ranch house.
Well, Uncle Smokey, looks like you got your barn cleaned up pretty well.
Sure have, son. See, I just happened to think, would you mind doing one more thing for me? That is, if you ain't too tired.
Well, I'm not tired, Uncle Smokey. Neither is Rebel. Are you, boy?
Well, it'll give you a chance to ride Champ. I figure that'll please you all.
And
right?
How? See, I haven't ridden Champ in a couple of days. What do you want done, Uncle Smokey?
Well, I'd like you to ride out and see if you can pick up a few of our strays. I know some of the stock have wandered off, and you can bring them back.
Okay, Uncle Smokey. Rev and I and Champ will do it fine. Be glad to.
I'd go with you, but there's a few things up at the north pasture that need tending.
That's all right. We can do it alone.
I know you can, boy. Yes, sir. You're going to grow up to be a first-class ranch hand. Well, sir, kids, that's how it all started. Real simple and easy-like. With Ricky figuring he was going to have an afternoon of fun. Not having the slightest idea that something else was going to happen. Anyway, a few minutes later, he was up on the rise giving that familiar call of his. Out looking for strays. And then, about 2:30 or 3 in the afternoon...
Hold up. Look at those tracks over there, fellas. The cattle tracks, all right. And they're heading up the... Hey, do you know where that leads? That leads up to Black Mountain. Gee, I never been up to Black Mountain before. Oh, well, there are strays, fellas. And we got to get them back. Even if we have to go up to Black Mountain to do it.
And so Ricky, Champ, and Rebel started up that dirt trail toward Black Mountain. Now let me tell you, boys and girls, Ricky had heard about Black Mountain. There was a lot of strange stories about the place, and folks usually kept away from it. But Ricky was on a job, and I guess he figured he'd have to keep after them strays no matter where they went. Well, sir, in the meantime, from a ridge on top of the mountain, two men was looking down the trail below.
Yes. Looks like a kitten, a horse, and a dog, Matt.
Here, let me get a closer look, Mr. Crass. I know the folks around here. Maybe I can spot who it is.
Go ahead, take the lead.
Yeah, I can see better from here.
You know who it is?
I sure do. I can tell by that horse. That's Champ, the world's wonder horse.
Well, heard about him. News of that horse even traveled east.
So the rider on Champ would be that kid, Ricky West. He's the only one the horse let up on his back. Dog's name is Rebel, belongs to the kid. He and his uncle own the Flying A Ranch down in the valley.
What's the kid doing up toward Black Mountain, then? I thought you said nobody came up this way.
Well, folks usually don't, Mr. Crass. That's why I pecked it, but...
No buts about it, Matt. Look, I moved in from the east because I'm hot. I don't want to be seen by anyone or word will get to the cops.
Oh, I know that, Mr. Crass.
Furthermore, Matt, we've got a big project on. A real big, expensive project that'll make a pot full of dough for us. But everything will go up in smoke if people start poking around Black Mountain.
Look, Mr. Crass, I know that as well as you do. I picked this place because folks won't be coming here. They're real suspicious about Black Mountain. It's treacherous, and they don't go climbing around it.
That kid is. That West kid's doing it right now. I don't like it. I don't want him or anybody within a mile of this mountain.
Well, I could probably put a bullet in him from here.
You could, huh?
Sure.
No, miss?
I don't think I'd miss.
West doesn't joke. Killing that kid out on that trail would be the... Well, it'd be the best thing in the world to bring 100 people out to Black Mountain. Kid's uncle and sheriff and a posse. This place would look like Grand Central Station. No shooting, Matt. Not right now, anyway. There are other ways to get that kid away from here. We'll try one of those first.
Sure, Mr. Crass, whatever you say. You're running things.
All right, Matt. This is up to you. Now, listen carefully.
Yeah, Champ, the stairs went up in the Black Mountain, all right. See, the trail goes right up. Well, I guess there's nothing we can do but keep right on following. Champ, what is it? What is it, boy? Why'd you stop? Oh, I see now. There's a rider. And he's coming this way. Wow, look at him traveling. Gee, fellas, look at him. He looks like he's scared. Hey, mister! What's the matter, mister? What's wrong?
I don't know, kid. I don't know, and I don't even want to find out. There's something up at Black Mountain that just ain't real. I don't know what it is or how to explain it. The best thing I can say is to keep away.
But I gotta get those strays. That's my job.
It's better to let the strays go and stay alive, ain't it?
Stay alive? You mean...
I don't mean anything, kid. I'm just telling you what I know. Stay away from Black Mountain. Stay clear away like I'm gonna do. Because there's something up in that mountain that neither you nor I could ever understand. And it wants us to stay away.
What wants us to stay away?
A ghost, kid. A ghost of Black Mountain. And you better do like it wants.
A ghost? But I don't believe
it. Okay, do what you want, kid. But I ain't going to stick around here a minute longer. Come on, boys. Get up. Just don't say I didn't warn you.
Gee whiz, Tom, Rebel. What do you think we ought to do? Well, I don't care what that rider said, fellas. We got a job to do for Uncle Smokey, and we're going to do it. We're going up to Black Mountain and find those strays.
It sure sounds like Ricky, Champ, and Rebel are headed for another mighty exciting adventure. And in just a minute, we'll find out what it is. Right now, though, I'd like to ask each and every one of you boys and girls to do me and Ricky a favor. It's just this. We want to know if you enjoy hearing the adventures of Champion. Now, since we can't call each other on the telephone, we've got to ask you to drop us a postcard or a letter. So here's what you do. Just write to me, Uncle Smokey, Box 2109, Hollywood, California. Now, that's all there is to it. Ricky and me will sure enjoy hearing from you. And at the same time, like I said before, you'll be doing us a mighty big favor. Now, that address again, kids, is Uncle Smokey, Box 2109, Hollywood, California. And I sure thank you. Now, let's see. Oh, yes, back to our story. Ricky wasn't going to be steered by talk of a ghost. No siree. So he and Champ and Rebel kept right on moving up toward that mountain. And just about then, the sky started clouding over, and a slight wind began to rise. And it sure did seem as though the weather was going to turn to rain. But the three of them kept right on moving toward Black Mountain. Anyways, a few minutes later, the rider who tried to steer Ricky off was back up the mountain peak, talking to his boss, Mr. Crash.
You do what I told you, Matt?
I sure did, boss. I laid it on real thick.
You told him about the ghost?
Yep.
Did he turn back?
Oh, I can't say. After I gave him the scare talk, I rode off and came back up here, just like you said to do.
Go ahead, let's go now. Come on.
Well, where are we going?
Over the edge of the ridge and look down on the trail. We'll find out if he's made tracks or not.
Well, I sure hope he has. I don't want a meddling kid around.
Here we are. Let's get a look over the side.
What do you see, Mr. Crash?
A kid.
Huh?
He's still coming toward the mountain, he and his horse and dog.
I still got that rifle handy.
I'll keep it handy, but I don't think we're going to have to use it yet.
What do you plan on doing, Mr. Crash? That kid doesn't scare easy.
Sure he doesn't. I think I got something that'll turn him around and fast.
What's that?
Just want to ask you this. What do you think he's going to do, Matt? When he comes face to face with a ghost of Black Mountain.
Huh?
That's right, Matt. I guess you just thought I made up that business of Black Mountain having a ghost. But I didn't.
Colder and windy, John. I wonder if we ought to turn back and come after the cave some other time. What do you think, Chief? Yeah, it's a shame to come all this way and then have to turn back just because... Golly, I thought some raindrops. The sky's really getting ready to cut me. That's right, Champ. A little rain won't hurt anyone. We'll just look around a little longer. And if we don't find the cave, we'll head back to the flying egg. Come on, Champ. Let's...
Stop where you are.
Huh? I heard something, Champ. I heard it.
I am the ghost of Black Mountain.
Oh. I can't see anything.
You cannot see me, but I can see you. Now listen to me. And listen to me carefully.
He knows my name.
You are to leave Black Mountain right away. And you are never to return. If you do not do as I say, the ghost of Black Mountain will see to it that you die.
Golly, kids, there was Ricky listening to this voice coming out of nowhere. A voice that called itself the Ghost of Black Mountain and threatening Ricky with death. Well, I don't mind telling you that Ricky was getting a mite worried. What's more, he had cause to, because the next thing that happened was... Well, what you know, doggone, it seems like time's up just when things is getting interesting. But, boys and girls, tomorrow's another day, and we'll all be back to tell you more of this week's story, The Ghost of Black Mountain. So till then, is your old Uncle Smokey saying so long, kids, and keep punching!
Be sure to listen in tomorrow, same time, same station, to learn more about Ricky, Rebel, and the King of the Wild Horses. Gene Autry's champion, the world's wonder horse. This transcribed program was produced by Gene Autry Productions, directed by William M. Birch, and came to you from Hollywood. And now stay tuned for Curly Bradley, which follows over most of these stations in just a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.